You're listening to a special from the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement. This week, we take a look at a woman on a personal mission to help change our healthcare system. I'm Julia Botero. A bright purple bus is parked on the shoulder of a downtown street in New Orleans. It's pretty hard to miss. Sketches of yellow smiley faces are painted all over, from its wheels to its roof, and white letters on the sides read, VoteHealthcare.com. This is Kathy McClure's purple bus. She's on the second stop of her trip across the country to 17 states in the next 3 months. When she gets to each of these new places, she'll attend press events, speak at town hall meetings, and join in rallies for universal health care. Kathy's an attorney and lives with her husband in Atlanta.
So this was a little school bus. It was a 1995 little orange school bus. And I woke up one morning, I told my husband I wanted to quit my job and take on health care because I have chronically ill children. I have a son who's 27. With type 1 diabetes, and a daughter who's 25 who has epilepsy. My husband found this bus on eBay the next day, and he spent a year fixing it up. It was just a little tin, it was like a tin can. I drove it home from Pennsylvania by myself, and it was the loudest thing I'd ever been through. It was just racket.
I just wanted to look in.
It's cool, awesome. Isn't it?
Cool.
I've got all kinds of power sources, you know, so that I can run the Xerox machine when I was here today, printed press releases and whatnot. My computer setup is usually right here. Then I have the fridge and microwave.
Can I ask what's in the fridge?
Beer and some food. I cook. I have a one burner propane stove that I use to cook dinner. Got a DVD player and some pretty good sound and an air conditioner, which is critical. So I'm really set up for almost anything.
The people Kathy meets call her the Purple Bus Lady. And she's gotten used to it. She's met people who have told her about the sacrifices they've made for medical care. One woman told her the copay on her young son's autism medication went from $70 to over $700. She and her husband paid out of pocket even as they fell behind on their mortgage payments, and eventually they lost their home. The woman gave Kathy a photograph of her son. Kathy taped it to the front of the bus where she can see it while she drives. She says there are thousands more stories like that one, including her own.
So when they graduated from college, we realized that they were going to have a terrible time keeping coverage. And in fact, my son can't even buy an they won't even sell him a policy. My daughter can buy one, but they won't cover her epilepsy, leaving her with a higher premium and having to pay for medicines and doctor's visits.
At a town meeting in the lower Ninth Ward, residents of the neighborhood come to vent their frustration over the lack of affordable and available hospitals in the city. While on her trip, Kathy stops at meetings like these.
And you may ask yourself, why would this perfectly normal-looking woman be driving across the country in a little purple bus? I decided I am only one person, but there's one thing that I can do, and that is I can get out there, tell my story, and motivate and empower you to tell yours, to represent your interests. Thank you so much.
The lack of affordable care has been a problem for a very long time. Kimberly Kwong Charles of the Texas Public Policy Institute says that private insurance companies are to blame for why good health care is out of the reach of so many. If insurance was taken out of private hands and put into public ones, like the government, needs would be met. In 2006, Massachusetts began providing its residents with subsidized health care. Though the system doesn't solve all the problems in the health care system, Kimberly thinks this is something she and other health care advocates would like to see in other states.
Public opinion in Massachusetts shifted in a way that people understood the question of health care as a community issue that as a state they wanted to address. And so I think that that's like a fundamental issue that we need to deal with, is looking at health care as a public good that we pay for, similar to the way that we would pay for public schools or roads or the police department and things like that. So Massachusetts looks at it that way. Most of the rest of the country does not look at it that way.
President Obama wants to provide the option of selecting a public health plan without eliminating private ones. Republicans disagree. They say a public program would devastate private insurance companies since most people would opt for the cheaper public plan instead of a higher cost private one. Kathy McClure has a different opinion.
I feel like this is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is a people issue. We're developing a large underclass of people who, even if they can afford coverage, they can't afford to go to the doctor because their out-of-pockets and copays are not covered anymore. And really, we've reached a point where healthcare is just unaffordable for the average working person. Mm-hmm. And that's a situation that's going to have to be fixed. The best part of what I do are the people who I meet. Mm-hmm. Because people who are working on changing our healthcare system are dedicated. They have the interest of the people at heart. Mm-hmm. And they're people who recognize that unless we, the people, stand up for something better, demand more, nothing will happen.
Obama is leaving it up to Congress to design the specifics of the reform. As Congress battles it out on the floor, Kathy will be behind her wheel, driving around the country and fighting her own battle in her purple bus.
So are you ready? It's a diesel.
For the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, I'm Julia Botero.